But my sisters, some of them does. Their grandchildren calls them Nanny. Mm-hmm. But mine calls them Grandma. Mm-hmm. My grandchildren calls them Grandma. And I'm glad they do.
Yeah.
Because, well, I don't say Nanny to them, see, but they did. Mm-hmm. My sisters would say Nanny to them. But mm-hmm. I never did think. Well, I thought if someone, like I'd hire someone to tend to my children, would be their nanny. Like the nanny and professor. Mm-hmm. You know. Because it's all right now. Nothing wrong with it. But what I mean, you know, I think it sounds better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might be a little goofy, but I just think it sounds better.
Yeah. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in so it could lie down.
Carriage. Huh? Baby carriage.
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and what the baby?
Push him.
Okay. And may I say you have a boy and a
girl.
And say if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Did people use that word when you were
born? No, I was trying to think the other night because I thought that question might come up. And I was thinking the other night, some of them I think would say caught up. Mm-hmm. And some of them would say for a slang, a knock up or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I always, in our generations, always said pregnant.
Mm-hmm. It was never considered a sort of a bad thing to say, or?
Well, I didn't think much about it. But I didn't think, like, called up and knock up. I thought that was kind of a slang. After I got to know where I knew what was what about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you might have a
midwife.
Okay. And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, the same shape nose, you'd say that the boy
is the image of his father.
Okay. Anything else you might say about it?
Just like him. Okay. Just like him.
And,
well, I don't see that.
Say, if a child's misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping.
Okay.
A whooping.
what would you say to a small child?
Spanking.
Now, would that be the same thing?
It's all right now.
Would you use your hand or something?
Well, some people does, but I didn't, because I always thought that you might spank them too hard somehow with the hand. Mm-hmm. I usually just a little switch or something, you know, to let them know that, that I meant what I said. But a lot of them would get, as they call a razor strap. Or like the belts or something like that. I didn't ever believe in that either, because I was always had a horror as it would hurt them, you know, real bad. Because you have to let a child know that you boss. That's true. But you can do it in a way that you not got to really hurt him. You know, it hurts him even for you to whip him.
Yeah.
It hurts his pride, it hurts his feelings, it don't matter how little he is.
Yeah.
It gets him somehow, you know. But I've seen them do it so often, a lot of people. And I've seen them really even kick their children, and I don't believe in that. See, like I told you, I always had a horror that it might, you know, injure them somehow. So now I have in times slapped them maybe, but not, you know, just something like that or something, back like that, something like that. But I've seen people even slap their children in the face and I can't stand it. I didn't think that was right. I never did do that. Because it would make me mad if somebody was to hit me in the face.
Yeah.
And see, another thing too, you don't supposed to provoke a child like that. Because you wouldn't want to be provoked. Because you'd fight if you did. Well, that's the way I felt about it. But I wanted, mine was good, really good. They did.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have to beat them, really, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always had to, switch them, you know, let them know that who was boss and who to mind, you know, not that. And I told them, too, to always be reverent, you know, to elder people and not be talked back to them and all of that. And I've